basically what we are trying to get the evidence from Zifa and their side of story on what really transpired during the era of Nyatanga's board, which was led by the chief executive officer and Tel Shwaya, and how the Asia Gate went on. What we got was that in the books of Zifa, the appearance fee for the team which was going to Asia Gate for the 15 games, which was supposed to be 10,000 per each game, was not in the books of Zifa. So it means the association lost about not less than $150,000 during that time. So that's what we basically were trying to get from the officials and from the ministry. And the reason why the ministry and the reason why the Sports and Recreation Commission was not able to detect the Asia Gate scandal for the 15 games.
Why is it that, you know, it went on for so long without anyone detecting it?
The reason is that this was a well-connected scandal because the people at Zifa had the well connections in the president's office, in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, in the Ministry of Education, and in the Sports and Recreation Commission. So all those things were done kind of, and those people, they really had a way of doing things in a way that nobody could detect them so easily. And Tel Shwaya, a way of controlling even in the immigration system, and even to the people in the embassies of the Asian countries where these teams were going. He had a way of cooking and having to do things not in a very good way.
So what did you agree that should be the way forward to clean up Zimbabwe's soccer?
Basically, so far, the ministry told us that the investigation which is being done by the Advoc Ethics Committee should go on to its conclusion, and all the players, all the officials who are implicated, they should also be investigated, and those who are found guilty, they should be tried. And the ministry was so happy because of the arrest of Nelson Shwaya and said, this is going to give a deterrent to those who might think match fixing is a good thing.